Welcome to Disruptive Consciousness with Leanne Juliet, Shamanic High Priestess, Heyoka, Galactic Channel, Astrologer, Energy Alchemist, Pioneer of Multidimensional Shadow Consciousness and Catalyst for Revolutionary Transformation. A bridge between the spiritual and the physical. This podcast is here to disrupt you, to challenge your perceptions of the world around us, to rip apart anything that isn't truth, to tear illusion down, to activate your multidimensional shadow and take you on a journey into your depths so that you may unbecome anything that isn't divine truth and sovereignty, to uplevel your consciousness. I'm a catalyst for revolutionary transformation as I disrupt, dismantle and destroy anything that isn't truth, slicing through illusion and shadow just like a knife through butter. Offering a different perspective to who you are so as to transcend reality and play outside of conformity. Blunt, direct and very playful, I invite you to come play in the shadows and the underworld with me while swimming in the cosmos as we explore multidimensionality and the multidimensional shadow, astrology, consciousness, entrepreneurship, spirituality, transformation, taboos, magic, mysticism and much more. Come venture into the darkness with me and journey into your depths. Hi, this is Disruptive Consciousness with Leanne Juliet. So in this podcast episode, I titled it, "If you don't like the reflection you see in the mirror, then don't look in the fucking mirror." And this podcast is inspired by a conversation I was having with a journalist last night where she was interviewing me about my sacred work, what I do in my business, and how I came to reinvent myself as a shamanic high priestess. And I was explaining, and I was like, do you know what? This would be a really, really good podcast subject to discuss. So here we are. So as I explained to her about my energy as a what's called a Heyoka, Heyoka mirror, H-E-Y-O-K-A, and how I use that energy to bring out the shadow in people. So I am a mirror. I reflect back to people. I reflect the shadow back to people. And the term Heyoka is actually a Native American term which means something like a sacred clown, which is quite apt for what I do. I'm not saying I'm a clown, but I like to use humor. I use a backwards perspective with everyone who comes into contact with me, which I didn't actually understand about myself until I went through my awakening about four years ago, nearly 4 years ago. I mean, obviously the catalyst that happened after I left my marriage 3 years ago. And before anyone gets their knickers in a twist and be like, oh, you can't use the term Heyoka because you're not Native American, that's your shadow talking. Because it's a really, you know, it's, again, it's your shadow talking. So I am here to reflect back to people their shadow. I am here to reflect back to people their multidimensional shadow. I am here to reflect back the deepest, darkest, dirtiest depths of your psyche, the things that you hide from, and show you your truth. That's what I do. And I use humor to do that. And I offer different perspectives. And I am very backwards in my approach to things, which is totally Heyoka energy. And so with this conversation with a journalist last night, I just said in jest, well, basically, if you don't like the reflection you see in the mirror, then don't look in the fucking mirror. It's as simple as that. And I've had many instances in my life where before I understood about my energy, where people would either not like me for no reason at all, or they'd love me. It's like really weird. It's either love or it's like a love-hate relationship with the mirror, either loving me or loathing me. And when actually I understood, but it was themselves that they were seeing in me. So I started to understand that even though I wasn't doing anything in particular, I could literally sit in silence with somebody and they'd still fucking hate me for no reason. I was like, why is that? And obviously, I understand now. It's because I am a mirror. And because I reflect back through, it's the energy. It's the energy that is presented to somebody. It's the energy that you see in me, the energy that you hear in my voice, the words I use, my body language, all that other kind of stuff that would reflect back to you yourself.
And it's, I'm reflecting back the shadow because I'm showing people what is possible. And by reflecting back the shadow being the aspects of ourselves that we disown, that we dislike, or either on a conscious level or a subconscious level, the fears that we have, physical ailments, diseases, anything that is a disharmony to who we are is shadow. And the shadow is a glitch. The shadow is a glitch in humanity. You know, it's a process of disharmony that has disconnected us from our divine truth. So the shadow actually shows us where we've got cracks in our energy, where things are not energetically aligned, where there's a disharmony in the energy. So that's why when a mirror like myself comes along, and I am extremely rare, I will say that. When a mirror comes along who reflects the shadow back in such a way that I do, it is highly activating. And because I command such a presence now from people who choose to enter my energy, either you choose to level the fuck up in order to stay in my energy, or you don't and you leave. And those are my options for people now. And it's something that I've had to really honor within myself and who I choose to allow into my circle, which is why some people will follow me on social media and then get triggered as fuck and leave. And that's the shadow, and that's up to yourself. Some people even come back after they've got over the little trigger tantrum and will come back. But I use the mirror energy to show you what you cannot see in yourself. So I offer that different perspective. I offer the awareness, the higher consciousness, the highest truth of who you actually are. And in order to access that, in order to access and activate that divine truth and that return to a place of sovereignty of who you are, you must enter the underworld with me and embrace the shadow and understand, well, the multidimensional shadow, because the multidimensional shadow exists in all space, time, and dimensions simultaneously with parallel lives. So it's a theme that you're incarnating with to overcome, to process, to transform, because it is a glitch in your energy. So again, the shadow being anything like a fear that you have, a negative trait, whether that's anger, jealousy, envy, anxiety is shadow, depression is shadow, physical ailments like diseases, cancer is shadow, anything like chronic fatigue, anything that is a disharmony to your natural state of being is shadow. And that's one of the things that I'm really wanting to bring into the world now, is this real awareness and this real shift in consciousness for people to understand that anything that is not truth within them, such as disease, such as lower vibrational energy, such as mental health issues. I've been there, done that, got many, many t-shirts around depression and everything. It's a shadow because it's a disconnection from your truth. And so the mirror, aka me, will present to you and reflect back to you what you cannot see in yourself, what you're hiding from, what you dislike about yourself, what you hate about yourself, what you loathe about yourself. Those people who get really like fucking hate me are because they hate on themselves. So I reflect it all back. The aspects of yourself that are intimidated by me is because it's part of who you are, but you cannot see it in yourself yet. So that's the beauty of working with a mirror like myself, working with a Heyoka like myself, not just a mirror. It's the Heyoka energy, the backwards energy, the sacred clown energy, using humor to highlight how you're holding yourself back, using humor to highlight how ridiculous your situation is and to show you your truth. So it's a fun way to be. I've had to grow into who I am because I didn't always understand myself. And obviously that's part of my journey from like through my awakening. And then obviously after leaving my marriage as well, which was a massive catalyst for me journeying into the path that I'm on now as a shamanic high priestess, where I literally take people into the underworld, into the deepest, darkest depths of who you are, and rip shit apart, basically. Tear it all down, destroy everything that is illusion and that is not truth. Tear that fucking shit down. It's the best way to be. It's what I did with myself. I ripped my life apart, tore the shit down, because it wasn't truth. It didn't accentuate my truth. It was an illusion that I'd built my life around of being somebody that I was not. So it was a process of unbecoming. And so when people come into my energy, it's the mirror that they're seeing, reflecting back the truth, the potential. It's like what I show you as a mirror, what I show you is what's possible for you. Because I'm able to work in the multidimensional field, in the quantum field, I'm able to access different timelines, different identities, different parallel lives in which you exist, and show you what's possible and pull from those energies and show you what's possible. So, for example, I've had clients who've been riddled with anxiety for most of their lives, where I've managed to shift the anxiety in an instant, or a couple of weeks or something in some people's cases, without like long drawn out fucking therapy. Like, that shit just keeps people stuck. But because I work with a shadow, I'm able to pull it out at the root. And anxiety is shadow. Anxiety is a disconnection from who we are. It's a not being in your highest truth. It's a worry about being perceived as somebody you're not. It's tying into all the anxieties that humans have around who we're being and who we're not being. And it's the same with disease. Like, people don't often realize that, they'll say, oh yeah, I'm doing shadow work, but you're not really doing shadow work, are you? That's the thing. Like, people who say they're doing shadow work aren't actually working with the shadow in the way that the shadow exists, because they're not working with the multidimensional shadow. They think that they're working with the shadow, but they're accessing the shadow from this lifetime, not realizing that the root is based elsewhere. And it's when you tune into the multidimensional shadow and choose to venture into multidimensionality where you can actually find the actual fucking root of the shadow that is creating disharmony in your life, either mental, physical, or spiritual disharmony, and rip it up and transform it. The shadow is a glitch. Shadow is a glitch in our psyche. It's a glitch in our system. It manifests itself in our bodies, in our mental health, in our physical, mental, and spiritual being, to show us where we're disconnected from truth, to show us where we're disconnected from being in harmony with our divine truth and our sovereignty, because we are sovereign beings, or we're supposed to be. But so many people are like rooted in this shitty existence that they live in and think that that's it, or they're rooted in this false identity and this illusion of who they think they are and think that that's it, or they're rooted in a behavior that they think is just them and don't realize that it's actually the shadow, because we incarnate with the same patterns and behaviors of parallel lives in which something, it just is out of sync for us. It's a disharmony for us. So we reincarnate with the higher awareness that we can shift it. So whatever experiences and situations you're having in your life now, whether it's an abusive relationship, a shitty childhood, trauma, disease, anxiety, money issues, relationship issues, weight issues, health issues, whatever it is, that's the shadow. And the shadow is showing you where you're out of harmony within yourself. So you've recreated the same situation. And I know that that's hard for some people to accept. I didn't choose this. I didn't choose to be racially abused or sexually abused or whatever. But at a soul level, you did. Because your soul chose, your consciousness really chose to replicate the energy that will allow you to grow. So whatever it is that you experience in your reality is a mirror to where you're out of harmony from yourself. And it's an opportunity and it's an invitation to change it, because we get to change our reality in a fucking instant. Like, people think that this is it. I have to accept my shitty existence. I have to accept my mental health. And you don't. Like, every time I hear a celebrity talking about how many years they've been in therapy for anxiety, I'm like, that's boring. Like, why would you want to spend the rest of your existence in this reality, in this identity, in therapy, when you can shift that shit in an instant? I don't get it. I don't get it. But people forget that we are energetic beings. People forget that we are able to manipulate our own energy and transform it, that we are able to close down one timeline that we're on, one path, and open up another one and create more opportunities and more possibilities for ourselves. It doesn't have to make sense, but it has to be from a place of curiosity that you desire to make a change in your life. Because whatever you're accepting right now, whether that's an abusive relationship, a crappy job, the shit show that's on in the world at the moment, whatever it is that you're accepting, being overweight, health issues, racism, gender issues, or whatever, it's totally irrelevant. But whatever you are accepting and tolerating is an opportunity for you to venture into your shadow and to see how it is playing out for yourself and how to transform it, because you get to shift your reality in an instant. And that's like the beauty of being in my energy and being in the energy of somebody like me as a Heyoka mirror, shamanic high priestess, that I'm able to take people into this deep journey into themselves, the deepest, darkest depths of their psyche, into the entire fucking underworld, to meet themselves and to find their truth. Because the truth is there. The truth is there. You just have to be prepared to see in the mirror and to work with what's in the mirror. So I'm going to leave it there. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And I will chat to you on the next episode of Disruptive Consciousness Podcast.
You've been listening to Disruptive Consciousness with Leanne Juliet. My aim, as always, is to offer you a different perspective to the world around us and to activate truth within you. You can connect with me further at leannejuliet.com or through any of my social media platforms as linked in the show notes. You can also leave me a review over at iTunes. See you on the next episode.